Maybe they don't. Maybe I can talk.
We'll understand you. Just talk as plainly as you can. Mr. Bodick, tell me about your home in Europe. What country did you come from?
The date that I was born?
No. Just tell me what country you came from.
I was born in Galicia, in a village.
Do you remember the name of the village?
Zelichov.
Can you spell it?
Z-E-L-E-C-H-O-W.
Zelichov.
Zelichov Vielichy.
It was a little village.
A village.
And you lived in a village there. What kind of house was it? Do you remember it, Mr. Bodick?
I remember, yes.
Well, will you tell me what your house was like?
I think it was the wooden house. I would call it a shack.
All right. Did it have just one room where there...
There was a couple rooms.
And were most of the houses around there like that?
Yes.
Do you recall how big that village was, about how many people
lived
there?
How many Jews? I mean, you mean the village?
The village itself.
The village, according to what I heard, is about 500 people.
How many of them were Jews?
Well, very few Jews. You mean families of people?
Yes.
Families. Well, I wouldn't say more than 10 families.
To know about your own family, you know, your particular family, who lived in the same house with you. Did you have brothers and sisters?
Yes.
How many brothers?
We were 4 brothers and 3 sisters.
How many of your brothers were older than you?
I was the third.
There were 2 older brothers and 1
me,
younger.
2 older brothers before me.
Are they all living?
They all passed away in Pittsburgh. When they passed away,
I just want to know how many. Of your sisters, how many of them were older than you?
Well, 2 were older than I am.
And 1 was younger.
Younger than I am.
Are they living?
They're all gone.
All gone. You're the
in
only
Pittsburgh.
You're the only one of your family.
I have a brother in Cleveland, see.
Now, if your 3 brothers died, then they didn't all 3 die.
The 2 died. But wait a minute.
You said that,
I did.
That none
2
of
brothers
them were living.
Died.
So
2
there's
brothers
1
died.
Brother living.
1 brother, and I'm still living too.
So 2 brothers died.
Yeah.
How long did you live in Zelichov?
In Zelichov? Well, I wasn't quite 11 years old when I left Zelichov.
If you were that young when you lived in Zelichov, of course you hadn't been working yet, had you?
Yeah, no.
Well, what kind of work did your father do?
Well, according to what I heard, my father used to keep books for, he called, for a man who had a possessy. I didn't know what he meant by that.
Do you have any idea?
He worked for some big guy in Zhelkov.
You don't know what kind of business it was?
As a bookkeeper. But I don't know what kind of possessy he had there. Maybe used the farm.
Mr. Bodek, what language was spoken in your home?
Jewish.
Did you talk Yiddish?
Yeah, Jewish.
Well, as a child in Zhelikov, what kind of schooling did you have? What sort of education?
I don't recall how long I went to school there. They used to call that school, the room I went to, a Stube.
Well, that's a German word.
That's what they called the Stube.
Was it a cheder?
No.
Was it a part of the village school?
It was a school for...
For all the children
everybody,
in the
Jewish,
village.
Jewish and non-Jewish.
You say that you didn't go there for more than 4 years, so that means you started when you were about 6.
Something like that.
And went for the few years until you left.
I figure out you start when you're 6.
Until you left the village.
I wasn't quite 11.
Did you have any kind of schooling other than that? Did you attend a cheder, Mr. Bodek?
Well, a cheder, we had some young man. He was not hardly 20 years old. He used to teach us in cheder, but he didn't explain us anything.
Just taught you to read and write in Hebrew?
Well, yes, read and write. Hebrew, but he didn't explain us. He didn't know much himself.
Well, I imagine if there were only about 10 Jewish families and only the boys went to cheder, it was a handful of children.
I think the girls went to cheder too.
Oh, they also went. Was anybody, let's say, prepared for bar mitzvah?
There was no bar mitzvah there.
Okay, so it wasn't really a cheder. But there was a little bit of schooling.
There was schooling in Hebrew and Jewish.
Did you have a synagogue in your little village? Was there a shul or
there was
any
no
kind?
Shul, it was a house where we used to go on Shabbos in the Rosh Hashanah Kippur.
Was it a house that was not used to live in? Was used
it
only.
Was, it was used
was
to
it,
live
was
into,
it the home of one of the
it
Jews?
It was somebody's home, yeah.
Did your village have a Torah, for instance? Did you own a Torah?
A Torah?
Do you remember?
I should have supposed to have a Torah.
But you don't remember?
I don't remember exactly.
But every Shabbos,
There were
services, and on the holy days, you had
services.
Mr. Bodek, how was your relationship with the people in the village who were not Jews? Do you remember that at all?
How many?
How did you get along with the goyim in the village?
You get along good.
There was no feeling of anti-Semitism?
No.
Were you friendly with
we were friendly
the children?
To the we were friendly to the goyim. They were friendly to us.
The Jewish children and the non-Jewish children played together. Do you remember that?
I don't remember that. We didn't do much playing, even swimming together.
So you did?
There was a pond, and we were swimming together, took all the clothes off, and threw it.
Like boys every place.
I know that you were too young to belong to any organizations. If you left there when you were a little boy who was not quite 11 years old, did your parents belong to anything? Was your father a socialist or a Zionist, or did he belong to a union of any kind?
He did not belong to a union. He never told us whether he was a socialist or Zionist, because my father left for Vienna when I was really young.
Before you left?
My father went to Vienna. He couldn't, when he lost his job, the bookkeeping job, he moved to Vienna himself, by himself.
Mr. Bodick, do you remember how the government felt toward the Jews when you were a little boy? The government of Galicia, which was then part of Austria.
Yeah.
Now, was the government friendly to the Jews or unfriendly?
Well, the government, the socialists were friendly, but the Christian socialists, anti-Semitic, they were not friendly. They had Jewish in members of the parliament of Vienna.
When you were a little boy living there, Mr. Bodick, did you think about America at all?
I was 11 years old.
Yes. Now I'm going to ask you why you left the country that you were born in. Why did you leave there?
In Galicia.
Yes.
Well, my father wanted us to be together in Vienna.
Your father had already left.
That Vienna. He went for Vienna. And after him, my oldest brother went to Vienna.
He went to make a living.
Well, he went to learn a trade to Vienna.
As your father started making a living in Vienna, he brought the older boys and girls.
Oldest brother first, then the rest of the family.
And how long did your family stay in Vienna?
Well, I was in Vienna for 7 years.
Which means that your family was there about 8 years.
Well, some of them left for America before
yes,
me.
But the family lived in Vienna.
Yeah.
For several years.
Well, yeah, several years. My oldest brother, he left before he left the others.
Well, tell me why you came to the United States.
Because I was sent to my father, sent us over.
Your father stayed in Vienna and sent.
First, my oldest brother came. Then my other oldest brother came. Then a sister came. Then I came.
He sent you off one by one.
Yeah, one sent the. A ship's card that they called for the other. I came. Then another brother came. Then my father came. And then another sister came. And the baby sister, she was a big girl, and my mother came together.
Until the entire family was in the... What was the reason, Mr. Bodick, that your father kept sending the children off to the United States.
According to what I heard, my father didn't want my oldest brother to be a soldier.
So it was to escape military duty.
Yeah.
You don't remember that yourself, but you heard it.
Yeah.
And then did he send the boys first?
No.
So each boy wouldn't have to serve?
A boy, and another boy, and a girl, and then me. Then another boy. I was around 18 years old, I came to Vienna.
But once a few of the children were gone, your father and mother wanted the family to be all together.
Yes.
And that's why, one by one, you all came here. You yourself came, of course, Mr. Bodek, because your father said go. Join your brothers and sisters. You were how old when you came?
I was 18.
Mr. Bodek, did you have...
How old are you now?
I didn't ask you that. I think you must be 39. Mr. Bodek, did you have a definite place that you were going to when you left Vienna to come to the United States?
I went straight to Pittsburgh.
Now, of course, there had to be a reason why you came directly to Pittsburgh.
I had my sisters and brothers here.
Those of your brothers and sisters who were already in the United States had come to Pittsburgh, and you went there to... When you came here, Mr. Bodek, did you come all by yourself, or did you come with a group of other people who were traveling from Vienna?
From Vienna?
To the United States.
By myself.
From Vienna to the port, to the seaport, where you left Europe, how did you get there? You left Vienna and you went...
To Hamburg.
Yeah. How did you go?
Vienna, first to Leipzig, then to Hamburg.
And how did you travel?
I embarked in Hamburg.
Yeah, that isn't what I mean. How did you get
train,
to Hamburg?
Train only.
When you got to the United States, Mr. Bodek, did anybody meet you?
Well, I sent them a telegram on the ship. The name was Pennsylvania. At the ship.
You traveled on a ship called the Pennsylvania.
They sent the telegram to my oldest brother and sister-in-law, who met me in Pittsburgh on the Pennsylvania station.
Now, did anybody meet you at the ship?
No.
Nobody met you at the ship.
Not at the ship.
When you got off the ship, though, Mr. Bodek, was there any organization that helped you at all?
We had to wear a tag there.
Yes, of course. You probably went to Castle Garden, didn't you?
Castle Garden, yes.
But was there any Jewish organization there that was taking care of...
Not at all.
...of the people who got off the boat?
No.
Did you bring any papers or any personal things with you to the United States, Mr. Bodek, that you can remember? Your birth certificate, perhaps?
Nothing.
You brought nothing at all with you. Mr. Bodek, is your name exactly the same as it was in the old country?
In the old country, they call it Bodek. The word Bodek, it's a Hebrew name.
Did you spell it the same way, do you think?
But my father always spelled it B-O-D-E-K.
your name is exactly what it was before.
Yes.
When you first came to the United States, Mr. Bodek, what was the thing that impressed you the very most?
Impressed me? Well, you mean the good impression or not so good impression?
Whatever. What impressed you the most?
I used to get a kick out of it when people used to say, all right. When I was riding in the streetcar, conductor said, all right. But the tall buildings impressed me in Pittsburgh.
Was there some reason why the expression, all right, impressed you? Did you know what it meant?
Well, yes, I knew what it meant.
But was there something about that that you found particularly...
Sounds funny to me.
It just sounds funny. All right. Now, when you got to Pittsburgh, what impressed you the most?
You mean good impression or
bad? I don't care whether it was good or bad.
I didn't like the appearance of these little houses. As I told you before, my sister-in-law and brother met me at the station, and we walked down Webster Avenue, and I didn't like the looks of those houses at all.
Why, Mr. Bodek?
Well, crummy looking, I don't know. Small, short in Vienna, they had the beautiful houses, beautiful buildings, 3 and 4 stories high.
And these houses looked poor and mean to you. Do you remember your first day here at all, Mr. Bodek?
It was November 11th, 1906. Could be 10 or 11.
And what was the day like? What? Do you still
recall?
It was
raining.
I don't mean the weather, but do you remember what it was like? Were you happy? Were you excited? Were you frightened?
When I saw my brother, I wanted to cry. You know, he said, vanished, vanished.
Don't cry, don't cry.
So I didn't cry, I was doomed. So my first meal, I had at 1903 Webster Avenue at my brother-in-law's farm, at my brother-in-law's, no, my father-in-law's, my brother's father-in-law had a good meal. 1903 Webster Avenue. I remember that.
What else do you remember, Mr. Bodek, about that first day? You saw your brother and your sister-in-law. You had your meal at your brother's...
At my brother's...
Father-in-law's home. Oh. You were made welcome.
Oh yes, Shulam Malachim, he gave me hands. He was a man with long whiskers, long beard. Shulam Malachim says to me, oh.
You were happy.
Yeah.
Even though you might have been a little bit homesick.
Well, I wasn't too homesick.
What else happened that first day? You remember where you stayed?
Second brother, my unmarried brother, unmarried sister, and I slept together in one room.
You remember that?
I think it was at Center Avenue.
During your first 5 years here in the United States, and of course you had come directly to Pittsburgh, was there anything in that whole life that disappointed you, Mr. Brodick?
I'm disappointed being in Pittsburgh.
No, about anything in the United States.
I didn't like it so well. I didn't like it so well. I think I'm going back, but I changed my mind.
Do you know why you didn't like it?
I felt lonesome about it. Vienna.
You were homesick. Yeah. You liked the life in Europe better.
Yeah.
Were there things about the United States that you especially didn't like, or was it just homesickness?
Well, nothing that I hated in the United States.
During those first 5 years, Mr. Brodick, did you feel that there was anything that happened because you were an immigrant, that you weren't treated right because you weren't an American citizen?
No.
After you had lived in the United States for 5 years, did you feel that you had accomplished anything or would accomplish the reasons that made you come here to begin with?
No.
You hadn't had any real reason for coming to begin with, except that your father told
you. That's right.
So that you
I wanted to come too, after all. My father encouraged me to come.
But you didn't have any special ideas in mind about what you would do and what you would accomplish.
No.
So you didn't feel disappointed. Where was your first home here in Pittsburgh, Mr. Bodick?
That was my first home, where I stayed with my oldest brother, my sister.
Did you live with them for a while?
Then after mother came to Pittsburgh, we moved together.
And all the unmarried children moved in with your mother? How long did it take between the time you came here and your parents arrived?
Well, I came 1906, and my brother, another brother, came 1907. Then my father came. It didn't take too long.
A few years.
Three, 4 years.
But those few years until the family was all reunited, you lived in your oldest brother's home. That was on Center Avenue. And what kind of a house was it? Do you remember it all?
It was 1800 block.
On Center Avenue. That's down in the hill.
Yeah, the hill district, yeah.
Was it a wooden house? Did they live in it?
I don't remember.
Did they occupy the whole house?
We occupied the house, yeah.
The whole house, just the one family lived there.
My brother, sister-in-law, us, sisters and brothers.
And in the neighborhood there were lots of other Jews?
Center Avenue, full of Jews. Very many Jews. All Center Avenue were Jews.
Was it a prosperous neighborhood? Were people in business?
Were
they all poor?
Bustle back and forth.
Were they all poor people or were they prosperous people? Do you remember?
Well, they had, most of them had stores, you know.
Well, now I'm going to ask you what kind of work you did when you first came here.
Well, although I didn't like the work, but my sister and brother forced me to be a bus boy. I got a bus boy job at the Hofbrau House on Diamond Street, the old Hofbrau House, as a bus boy.
That was your first job.
And there was Greeks working there too. They talked Greek, and I thought it was English.
You didn't know the difference between Greek and English. Did you have any kind of training at all for this work?
Not at all. Busboy, anybody. Clear of dishes.
And somebody showed you and you did?
Yeah, they showed me around. Nothing.
If the other employees were talking in Greek, which you took to be English, and all you could speak was Yiddish, I suppose that they just showed you with motions what to do?
Well, they were not interested, busboys, you know, a couple more busboys. But see, the waitress in the bus used to talk to the German.
And that you understood?
Yeah.
Mr. Bodick, do you remember at all how much you made on that first job?
I used to get $25 a month, plus tips, the waiters used to give me. And food.
They shared their tips.
No, we didn't share tips, but I got the wrong time. So the waiters used to give me tips, whatever they wanted, 10 cents, 20 cents, 30 cents, all depends on how much they made.
And they gave the busboys?
Yeah. If I did a good job, did they like me?